The former captain of the submarine USS Greenville has been given a letter of reprimand and will leave the Navy in about 6 months. The punishment is the result of the February 9th collision in Hawaii, in which the Greenville struck a Japanese fisheries training ship, killing 9 instructors and students. But Commander Scott Waddell was spared the harshest punishment, a court-martial on charges of negligent homicide that would have resulted in prison time. NPR's Andy Bowers reports from Pearl Harbor.
The punishments for Commander Waddell and his crew were decided by Admiral Thomas Fargo, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. He, in turn, was guided by a court of inquiry held last month in Hawaii. The inquiry recommended against any courts-martial, and Fargo agreed, as he told a news conference yesterday.
The court's report did not produce any evidence of criminal intent or deliberate misconduct on Commander Waddell's part. I think this is an important point. Additionally, Commander Waddell upheld the principle and tradition of accountability and took full responsibility for his actions.
So instead of a court-martial, Admiral Fargo called Waddell before what's known as an Admiral's Mast, a non-judicial hearing at which Fargo could hand out limited punishments without a trial. But Fargo made it clear he feels Waddell was largely to blame for the accident. Fargo said the submarine did not take enough time to scan the ocean surface for other traffic before it conducted a rapid surfacing maneuver for the benefit of 16 civilian visitors. The Greenville surfaced into the Japanese ship. And Fargo said the lapses happened because Commander Waddell was in a hurry to get back to port.
Commanding Officer USS Greenville created an artificial sense of urgency in preparation for surfacing his ship. When prudent seamanship, the safety of his submarine, and good judgment dictated otherwise.
As punishment, Fargo gave Waddell a letter of reprimand and ordered that half his pay be forfeited for 2 months, although Fargo then suspended the forfeiture. In addition, Waddell's attorney said he will retire from the Navy honorably by October 1st, which means he will reach his 20-year mark next month and get a full pension. In response to the suggestion the punishment amounted to a slap on the wrist, Admiral Fargo had this to say.
Commander Waddell has been stripped of his command and his career effectively terminated. For a naval officer that served for 20 years to his country, I would tell you that this is absolutely devastating. He has paid dearly.
Fargo also said 5 other members of the Greenville's crew who were involved in the incident should be reprimanded or admonished. The chief of staff of the Pacific Fleet Submarine Force, who happened to be on board the sub that day but failed to raise any alarms, may be admonished as well. A formal admonition might sound like a minor punishment, but it's far from trivial, according to Jay Fidel, a Honolulu attorney and former military judge.
A letter of reprimand or admonition to an officer is more than a slap on a wrist. In this kind of collision, just to be associated with it is damaging, but then to receive punishment is damaging to the point of making further career difficult, if not impossible.
As for the sensitive question of whether the Navy's civilian visitors program contributed to the crash, Admiral Fargo did say the civilians on board that day proved to be a distraction. But he blamed Commander Waddell for not managing the visitors better, and he strongly defended the Navy's policy of allowing civilians on its ships.
The public has a right and a need to know and understand how its Navy operates and the service it provides to this country.
Such visits by lawmakers, journalists, and educators are also considered important to maintaining support for military funding. But attorney Jay Fidel points out the Navy's Court of Inquiry failed to call even one of the civilians to testify. Fidel feels the inquiry's own report suggests the role of the civilian should have been investigated more fully.
Were it not for the need to take these distinguished visitors out to sea, the trip would have not taken place. Secondly, they did get in the way. I don't think there's really any question from this report that those are central causes of what happened.
Reaction to Commander Waddell's punishment was mixed in Japan. The government said it would not demand anything harsher, although some local officials from the fishing boat's home region said they had been hoping for more. But a Japanese official did say the country still wants the U.S. to agree to compensation for the families of the 9 victims. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Pearl Harbor.